As a quarterback, I love sports. But sometimes when I get hit on my blind side, front side, and put on my backside, I wonder, is Sport Clips better than sports? Because Sport Clips Haircuts is sports on TV, plus a relaxing haircut, hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. Which is better than sports plus Sport Clips. It's a game changer. Check in online at sportclips.com.
Hey there, fellow humans. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we dissect the digital world and reclaim our lives one swipe at a time. I am your host, Nova Lane, here to guide you through this crazy, connected jungle we call modern life. Today's episode is all about breaking free from those pesky phone notifications that feel like they're ruining your life. Ever felt like your day is just a constant ping-pong match between checking emails, responding to messages, and scrolling through social media? You know that feeling when you're actually trying to have a conversation with someone but your brain keeps drifting back to that little red notification badge beckoning you back into the digital abyss? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Those notifications are designed to be addictive. They hijack our attention, trigger dopamine rushes, and keep us tethered to our phones even when we really should be doing other things like, you know, actually living our lives. So, how do we fight back? How do we reclaim control over our attention and break free from the notification shackles? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can transform your relationship with your phone. Number 1. Recognize the enemy. The first step to defeating anything is understanding it. Notifications aren't inherently evil, they are tools designed to keep us engaged. But just like any tool, they can be misused. Acknowledge that they are engineered to grab your attention and trigger responses, often before you even realize what's happening. Number 2. Audit your apps. It's time for a digital detox, but not the kind where you delete everything and go live off the grid though, hey, maybe that's for another episode. Take a good hard look at the apps on your phone. Which ones are truly essential? Which ones are just sucking up your precious time and energy with constant notifications? Consider disabling those unnecessary alerts or even deleting the apps altogether. Number 3. Prioritize your focus. Think about what's truly important to you, spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, being present in the moment. Then, schedule dedicated phone-free time slots throughout your day to focus on these activities. You might be surprised at how much more you get done and how much more enjoyable those moments become when you're not constantly distracted by buzzing screens. Number 4. Embrace the power of silence. I know, silence can be a terrifying concept in our hyper-connected world. But trust me, giving yourself regular breaks from the digital noise can do wonders for your mental clarity, focus, and overall well-being. Try turning off notifications entirely for an hour or two each day and see how much more peaceful and productive you feel. Number 5. Reclaim your power. Remember, you're in control. You don't have to be a slave to your phone. Make conscious choices about how and when you engage with technology. Set boundaries, prioritize your well-being, and remember that real life is happening outside the screen. Let me share a quick story that illustrates this perfectly. Remember that feeling of excitement before going on a vacation? Imagine planning a week away from all digital distractions, no emails, no social media, just pure relaxation and connection with nature. You probably picture yourself soaking up the sun, reading a good book, or having meaningful conversations with your loved ones. Now imagine arriving at your destination only to find yourself constantly checking your phone, scrolling through notifications, and feeling anxious about missing out on something important. Sound familiar? That's exactly what happens when we let those digital tethers control us even during our precious moments of escape. Remember, vacations are for disconnecting, recharging, and truly experiencing life, not for becoming even more attached to the virtual world. So there you have it. 5 actionable steps to help you break free from the notification shackles and reclaim your attention. It's a journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and remember that you are capable of taking control over your digital life. Want more tips on conquering phone addiction? Share your thoughts and struggles in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn from each other and conquer those pesky notifications together. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of digital detox wisdom, because trust me, you're worth it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.